President Trump's standing in the business community is crumbling as many corporations and longtime business partners abandon him following last week's riot at the Capitol. New York City now says it's ending its multi-million dollar contracts with the Trump Organization. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi is here. Hi, Ali.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. So Eric Trump, the president's son and the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, he's not happy about this decision to terminate the contracts. It includes the Central Park Carousel, two ice skating rinks, and a golf course in the Bronx. Ali, in the scheme of things, it seems small, but it certainly is symbolic.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people forget that, you know, Donald Trump was a big shot in New York. He was a real estate heavy hitter. He's got skating rinks, and as you say, in Central Park, the Carousel, the Ferry's Point Golf Course. They've got about $17 million a year in profits that they get, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio. And he has said that they've got the right to sever these ties because of the violence in Washington. The Trump Organization says otherwise. They've vowed to fight the decision. They say that if the city doesn't pay them $30 million, they're in trouble. And they're calling it political discrimination. But the mayor and people in New York are saying, no, you were involved in what turned out to be deadly riots and the encouragement of them. That's enough to break our contract. It was criminal activity.
You know, he has been criticized for inciting violence before, maybe nothing like this. But so why now? Is this just a convenient time to jump ship as he leaves office?
Well, it's possible, but you know, the Trump name, particularly as it's been associated with brands and business, has suffered. And we've also been in a year of reckoning, whether it's because of the social justice movements or otherwise. A number of companies have decided they don't want to be involved in things that look like they are anti-democratic. See, companies typically donate broadly across the political spectrum. Sometimes it'll be more to Democrats or more to Republicans, depending on the season or the topics at play. But a number of major companies like Coca-Cola says it's going to pause donations from its political action committee. Marriott, the hotel chain, is going to pause donations against those who voted against the certification of the election of Joe Biden. Morgan Stanley, AT&T, across the board, companies have just said we can't be involved in funding politicians who sow this divisiveness.
You know, Ali, the Trump organization was already facing a lot of debt. I think it was $400 million in debt payments are coming due here. What's the financial stakes for Trump and his business empire?
So on one hand, right after the election, Donald Trump was making a lot of money in this effort to fight the election because he kept fundraising and he raised over $250 million. And there were some people who thought the reason he's keeping this going is because he's raising all this money. On the other hand, his single biggest lender, Deutsche Bank, is one of those companies that have said we're not doing further business. So this money that is up for refinancing, Donald Trump's going to face some problem with. He owes more than, you know, the estimates are $300 to $450 million. So this creates a new threat to Donald Trump. I will say this. The events of the last couple of months have indicated that if Donald Trump wants to make money off of, say, a media operation, he might be able to raise that money because he's got so many supporters. But the violence that took place last week was a tipping point for a lot of organizations, including the PGA, which canceled its tournament at the golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey.
Yeah, and I guess another question to ask later is, what's the long-term damage to the brand? We'll see. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you very much.
Thank you.